Welcome to the Functional Alignment Show, where I aim to functionally bring alignment into all aspects of your life. This show is a valuable resource for individuals seeking to optimize their health and well-being. Specializing in the fields of functional medicine, chiropractic, nutrition, and holistic wellness, this podcast is hosted by myself, Abby Borkowski, also known as Apples Eats on Instagram. The goal of this show is to offer insightful discussions and practical advice on achieving optimal health through a holistic approach. From addressing the root causes of stubborn health issues to exploring the latest research in functional medicine, this podcast offers a wide range of topics to empower listeners with the knowledge and tools to take control of their health. If you are ready to become functionally aligned, welcome back to the podcast. Today, I will be talking about kind of just Buffalo Wellness Club and introduce it to you guys because I realized that I never really introduced this properly. So with that, my friend Sam and I, we met on Instagram. She's a health and wellness space influencer as well. So we kind of just mutually met on Instagram through socials. We both realized that we were located in Buffalo, and we both were on this, I would say, journey to find friends that we aligned with and that aligned with our values, meaning my values in like a friendship, I would say, are honoring like being present, wanting to do more lifestyle things, not really the party scene, not really drinking, more so like morning, daytime type things, whether it be going for a walk, doing a workout class together, going to a cafe, or just kind of doing something that fulfills you rather than is like an energy drainer. So we both really, we both mutually were looking for something along those lines, and it really fell in place. So with that, we were on this one walk, and we walked for probably like 5 miles this one day. And they say when you're walking, you're always generating new ideas, and new ideas are coming to you, and that really was the case in this walk, I would say. I don't know who threw out the idea, but we were like, what if we started a wellness club? And so we started a wellness club, and it's called Buffalo Wellness Club. You can follow us on Instagram. It's at buffalo.wellness.club. And we envisioned this club to be a space for both males and females where you can learn about health and wellness in a safe place. We want it to be event orientated, but we also want it to be a place where providers can share information and the public can get that information, go to these providers, stuff like that. So it's just, we just have a vision and an idea, and we're just kind of following through with it slowly, but we're generating new events and new ideas. So with that, we hosted our first ever event, and it was a Galentine's wellness brunch. So what that was a prefixed menu. We hosted it at a restaurant called Grezzi. It's on Main and Snyder, and I actually served there. So it was actually really fun to kind of put this whole event together. But with my manager, we made a prefixed menu. So it started off with a wellness elixir shot. And then we went in and you got to choose your starter of choice and then your entree. And it was really cute. We were in this private back dining room and it held up to 16 people. The weather was really nasty that day. So unfortunately, some people weren't able to make it, but we were able to have 12 people total. And I think that that's a great turnout for our first event. And it was a great blend of providers and just general like females wanting to learn about health and wellness as well. So it was a great turnout and I can't wait for more events, but this event was super fun. It was amazing just to be in like a room of this energy that everybody wanted to learn and like just had the same drive. We all wanted the best for each other. And the coolest part about it was that it was females from the age of 21 all the way up until 65. So you're really getting a like a wide range of ages, but we're all on the same like journey that we're trying to be the best versions of ourselves. So that was just super cool to see it through like the ages basically. And I think that that's something that like the older ladies that were there, they were just, they constantly were harping on, it's amazing that you're taking care of your bodies and you're caring and you're learning all of this stuff as you're so young. So I can't wait to do more of those events, but I just wanted to kind of talk about what Buffalo Wellness Club was, because I would love if you could go follow it on social medias and then stay tuned for more events that we have coming. And if you have any ideas, reach out to us. If you have a space that you would like for us to host an event at, let us know. We're still new to this, but we're just trying to give back to the community, and hopefully this is a way to do that. So the event at the Galentine's Wellness Brunch, we had little goodie bags. We talked about chiropractic and prenatal and perinatal health. We talked about muscle testing. We talked about estrogen and its fluctuations. We talked about breathing and cortisol and fasting, castor oil packs, so many things we talked about. It was so cool. So many great questions and so many amazing businesses that are owned by these females that are really trying to pave the way for female health and wellness. So you can go look on the Instagram. We have some highlight reels. And if you are interested and you want to come to the next one, stay tuned for posts on the Instagram, because those will come out on there. And then we are also looking to host a kind of like a book club type idea. So the Grezzy brunch was a ticketed event. So we also want to offer ideas and events that are going to be more affordable to the public, and people can come and kind of just, you know, listen or contribute. And we're thinking of doing a cafe type book club, maybe once a quarter. So quarterly we'll do it. And I'm thinking maybe like one of them will be a case study night where we pick a general case study to go over. Maybe it's like an IBS case or celiac case or thyroid, and we'll go over that and we'll talk about it, and all these different providers and people who come, they can input their opinion and experiences with it and what worked, what didn't. So it's really just kind of like a round robin learning table, I would say. And then maybe another one of those can be like an actual book club. Like we'll pick a book that we all read and then we come and talk about it. So just kind of sticking up with those and keeping with like the health and wellness theme. So I'm thinking that maybe we'll do a quarterly cafe book club. Obviously, once it gets warmer out, we will be posting pop-up walks that are going to be free to the community. You can come, you can, you know, walk with us, bring your dogs, do whatever you want. But those will also be really fun, and I'm excited for those. I'm hoping that we can start the first one maybe in April once the weather turns. So keep a lookout for the cafe events and walking events. And I think right now that's kind of what we're going to start with. And then maybe we'll be able to do another prefix like brunch or lunch or dinner, something along those lines, maybe at towards the end of the summer. I'm hoping to do two of those a year. But with that being said, I kind of just wanted to come on here and chat about what was going on, because I realize I probably never talked about it on the podcast before, and it's a great place to talk about it so that you're aware of what's going on. And we had some great reviews come back from that event. Let me actually go on my phone and read some of them, because they were so fantastic. And I made a reel and I posted it, so if you already saw that, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna read them again. So some of them were, you did such a great job yesterday. I learned so much. I bought my castor oil already and fresh ginger. Thank you. I can't wait to do it again. Another one is, hi, thank you again. I absolutely had a blast at the event and can't wait for more. I love the vision you have and definitely think it's so refreshing and exciting. There's about like seven of these, but I'll just read this last one. Another one was, Let's see, what a great event. I am so excited to be able to be a part of the first one ever. I can't wait to see where Buffalo Wellness Club goes in the future. Cheers, ladies. So it's really just something that even when I was first starting chiropractic school, I had these visions in my mind of what I wanted to do and how I wanted to portray this information to the community and get it out there and really just all be together. But it was never like the right time. And I know there's no right time to start anything, but this just felt, it felt like I was in a good place with school and with my work life where I was able to dedicate time and like sufficient resources and be able to actually like plan ahead of time, I would say. So I'm really excited that I didn't shy away from it because I definitely was like having second thoughts. I was hesitant. I was like, what if nobody comes? What if nobody shows up? What if providers aren't interested in this opportunity? You know, what if there's a snowstorm, which there was, and people can't go? What do I do with the tickets? So there was a lot of variables, but like I said, I'm always preaching not to stress about like the uncontrollables. So I really was just like, you know what? If it's meant to be, it will be. If it's not, that's totally okay. It's not the right time for this then, and there will be a correct timing in the future. So just, I would say, like, taking that into life, don't stress about things you can't control, because if it's really meant to be and meant to work out, it will. And I think this event is a perfect kind of portrayal, I don't know the right word, but it portrayed that perfectly because I was never like trying to push people or trying to be too pushy with, hey, you need to come to this, hey, can you come to this type thing. It was, you know, I'll ask. If they decline, no worries. If they can come, that's amazing. We're generating a great group of girls, which we did. It was really cute, actually. We had a provider table, and then we had kind of like the just the females who were there wanted to learn some more. So with the provider table, there were some amazing ideas being like thrown around, and we can't wait to do more events. We got a great group going so far. So if you want to be a part of that, please reach out, send us a DM on Buffalo Wellness Club on our Instagram. We would love to connect with you. We would love to do future events with you. We'd love to have you there. So yeah, just keep up to date with us. And I guess that's really all I have. But thank you so much. If you are listening and you did come or you did support, we can't thank you enough. It was a great event and a great turnout, and we can't wait for more. So stay tuned on that Instagram. I will also kind of shout it out on this podcast as well. So there's more to come, but stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening.